that we come to sit in front of, but it's something that's in the midst of us. We gather around it as a community. And I think you could teach that by at least occasionally reading it from the middle. Maybe it would be something that you could do on a special Sunday or something like that. Today, it looks like this. Remember I told you about that boy that could recite Dove? That's these kids. It just absolutely blows my mind even to see those kids. I don't know if you've ever looked at a Torah scroll, but the Torah scroll has no book names and no chapters and verses. So you say to the kids, read the portion today. They have to know Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy so well that by looking in the middle of the book without any names, without any chapters, without any verses, to find out, okay, that verse, I know where we are in relationship to that verse. It just boggles your mind how well they know the text. That's Bema. Now, I thought I would do a quick survey, and forgive me if I'm doing too much, just to show you a few other synagogues so that you can see those things that I'm showing you are typical. And then we'll look at a faith lesson from the life of Jesus. So first, let me take you to his hometown, Capernaum. You see the synagogue right in the center? Not too much of it can you see that would help you with those seven things, but let me show you a couple. The basilica design is real clear here. This one was rebuilt in the 4th century, so the one he knew is underneath. I also see just on the left, let me go back one, sorry. Just on the right, I see a couple rows of chief seats. You know what? I forgot to mention chief seats. Chief seats are for the people that the community believes are wise and godly. Now, you don't get elected to the chief seats. Eventually, the community would say, you know what? You've been sitting on the floor all your life, but you are a godly man or a godly woman. Why don't you sit on this seat? So they tended to be populated by people who looked like almond trees, white hair. And you waited to get invited. I challenge you, whatever congregation you're from, who would sit on the chief seats in your church? Don't tell me, but who do you think would be? Not based on this, who would sit on the chief seats? It's the people who've demonstrated a life of godliness. And they get invited. Everybody else sits on the floor. You can't sit on the chief seats until you've demonstrated that you can live for God. Jesus says when you go in the synagogue, don't sit in the chief seats. Wait for somebody to ask you. You sit on the floor. You guys are not that godly yet, I think he's saying. Not that they're wicked, but godliness is something you practice. Unfortunately, in a Greek culture, we look at youth as being the thing to be prized and old age to be something to be prepared for so we can be put out to pasture. And I think that's sad. I think it's sad that we don't recognize that old age is the greatest asset the Church of Jesus Christ has. Because the elderly are supposedly people who've been living for Jesus a long time, and that experience is invaluable for the younger kids that are still learning how. They sit on the chief seats. Anyway, I see a little bit of the chief seats there and a little bit again on the left. Here's a synagogue up north, which wasn't there in Jesus' time, not even the one underneath. It's in Baram. But I'll show you the Baram synagogue because the basilica design is quite clear there. Here's one way down at Herod's fort of Masada, probably built there either for one of his Jewish wives or more likely for his Jewish workers and servants. But the chief seats, I thought, were particularly a nice, you can see them quite clearly here, and a little bit of the basilica design. Let's go to the synagogue in Chorazin, I believe. Yeah, up from the Sea of Galilee. The synagogue is right here. This one, again, destroyed and then rebuilt, has quite a bit. Notice the basilica real clearly. The middle had a higher roof. And I see real clearly the Bema, just a little platform right in the middle. And then beyond it, the only synagogue I can take you in Galilee, where there's a Moses seat. You see it? But it faces Jerusalem, which means this synagogue was built after the temple was destroyed. And the Holy Ark, the Torah closet, is over on this side. Okay? Here's the Moses seat. It's the only one made of stone, which is why it survived. And it says on there, God, remember for good, Mr. and Mrs. Vandersneller, who donated, it actually says a certain family who donated this Moses seat. So they apparently paid to have the thing made. And it's pretty amazing because that Moses seat could have been there when Jesus attended that synagogue. And we know he was in this town because the Bible puts him there, although the Bible never specifically puts him in their synagogue. Okay, so you've seen it. Now let's go.